It's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast.
Gee, Mom, do I have to?
Sports commentary and a little lanyap, too.
Where are you going, Wally?
Dad's gonna play golf. I'm gonna caddy for him.
Gee, can I go along? I'd like to do that. What's a caddy?
And welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today we're calling Jack Nicklaus. Almost 60 years ago in 1962 at the U.S. Open being played at Oakmont Country Club near Pittsburgh, local golf legend Arnold Palmer was paired in an 18-hole playoff on a Monday with a 22-year-old, slightly portly young golf phenom from Columbus, Ohio named Jack Nicklaus. The enthusiastic Western Pennsylvania fans were solidly backing Arnie, who had been born, raised, and still living in nearby Latrobe, Pennsylvania. It's one thing for a golf crowd to be rooting for their hometown hero like Arnold Palmer. It was quite another that day to hear the patrons yelling, "Fat Jack" and "Ohio Fats" as they did that day toward the younger Nicklaus. Now for his part, Jack Nicklaus claimed that he was totally focused that day on winning the U.S. Open and really didn't hear the crowd's rude behavior. Arnold Palmer, though, was downright embarrassed that his overly enthusiastic and loyal fans had become very unsportsmanlike. And when the day ended, though, it was Jack Nicklaus who was hoisting the U.S. Open Championship trophy. Despite this ugly incident back in 1962, these golf legends would become fast friends for the remainder of their lives. Fast forward now to 2021. There are two young professional golfers on the PGA Tour whose recent success on the golf course and their personal swagger are making some golf fans either love them or loathe them. 31-year-old Brooks Koepka and 27-year-old Bryson DeChambeau have each won several times on the PGA Tour. Both have won major golf championships, and both players are going to be selected and playing for the United States in this month's Ryder Cup competition in Wisconsin. In golf's legendary movie, Happy Gilmore, the former hockey player turned golfer couldn't seem to get the better of an arrogant professional golfer named Shooter McGavin. McGavin, you might remember, enlisted the help of an overzealous golf fan to go around the golf course and heckle the easily distracted Happy Gilmore at the most inappropriate time. There are increasing incidents which have been cropping up lately as the feud between Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau escalates. These two golfers could be heading for an ugly incident soon if someone doesn't sit them down and negotiate a truce. Most PGA Tour golfers are built like the high school nerds that most of us were back in those days. As someone who graduated from high school at almost 6 foot tall and a gangly 148 pounds, me, my looks might have fit in pretty well on today's PGA Tour. But Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau look like two guys who might have played linebacker or tight end on your high school football team. They try to overpower golf courses off the tee, much to the delight of many golf fans. Beefy Brooks Koepka has the persona, though, of a brooding loner who enjoys playing mind games with other fellow professional golfers. He relishes playing the toughest layouts on tour where the majority of his fellow PGA Tour competitors often struggle. With four majors already to his credit prior to the age of 30, Koepka plays those majors extremely well, but he seems to struggle to win regularly on the PGA Tour's regular season events. He's only won four non-majors on tour at this point in his career. The arrogant Brooks Koepka, you'll hear why, thinks most of his fellow pro golfers are mental weaklings. Quote, "I think sometimes the majors are the easiest ones to win," said Koepka. "Half the people shoot themselves out of it, and mentally, I know I can beat most of them." Yeah. Brooks Koepka wasn't a household name heading into college at Florida State. As his golf game, though, continued to improve at FSU, Koepka earned All-American honors in college and slowly worked his way up to the PGA Tour. He surprised most golf fans several years ago by grabbing two wins at both the U.S. Open and the PGA Championships over the last 5 years. The 31-year-old Brooks Koepka, though, appears bored by the adulation of golf fans and relishes being able to walk away from the game for long periods to enjoy the trappings of his financially successful life. Good for him. He's already earned enough money, $36 million and counting,
Excellent. That
he really doesn't need to play professional golf anymore if he so chooses. Brooks Koepka, though, does not like, really does not like, fellow PGA Tour member Bryson DeChambeau. Whether it's DeChambeau's early career success, he's won already $26 million in earnings already, his quirky all-one-length iron set, his on-course fashion, or more importantly, his frequent slow play, Brooks Koepka seems genuinely irked simply by Bryson DeChambeau being at a golf tournament at professional tour events. Now, this feud is becoming a bit like Brutus, Koepka, versus Popeye, DeChambeau. They seem born to brawl with each other, but in a more civilized fashion than our two cartoon legends. Koepka is the master of Twitter sniping, and DeChambeau seems to be taking the bait all too often for his own good. On the other hand, professional golf fans are starting to appreciate Bryson's recent success on the golf course. He won the 2020 U.S. Open, and they really admire his extremely long drives off the tee. DeChambeau's army is rapidly building fans by the week, but Koepka's constant digs directed at DeChambeau may have transformed some golf fans into anti-DeChambeau detractors. Just like that movie Happy Gilmore, Brooks Koepka has, indirectly, encouraged his fans to heckle Bryson DeChambeau and get into his head on the golf course. Yes, this is like what we remember back in junior high school, isn't it? At my school, this usually ended up with one guy finally having enough of the situation and a brawl ensued. Since this is your PGA Tour we're talking about, though, this likely duel between these two players is more likely to occur at the parking lot area at some point down the road. Just last week, DeChambeau found himself in a playoff battle against Patrick Cantlay at a FedEx playoff event. According to one media source who generally doesn't like DeChambeau, he said that fans were catcalling things at him like, "Brooksy," and cheering for all his mistakes. After losing on the sixth playoff hole, one fan sniped at DeChambeau as he was walking off the golf course. Having heard more than his share of jeers for one day, Bryson DeChambeau suddenly turned around and confronted the rude fan. Yes, this is going to have a very bad ending unless someone can patch this feud up soon. Calling Jack Nicklaus! If there's one living golf legend who has endured more rude sniping than Bryson DeChambeau has been receiving on the golf course lately, it's the man who yanked the crown off of golf's most beloved star, Arnold Palmer. DeChambeau won Jack Nicklaus's annual tournament called the Memorial back in 2018. Afterwards, he received a congratulatory handshake from none other than Nicklaus himself. During that exchange, DeChambeau told golf's greatest champion that he was thrilled to be able to win the host golf tournament. He later told CBS sports reporter Peter Costas, "To be able to win Jack Nicklaus' event is such an honor. He's the greatest ever to play. I'm speechless." I think the young Bryson DeChambeau could use a little soothing from golf's greatest player right now, who endured infinitely more boo-birds during his early career by simply focusing on the task at hand, tuning people out, and just winning golf tournaments. With the Ryder Cup coming up in just a few weeks, it's time for at least DeChambeau to try to take the high road right now, put in some earplugs, and leave junior high school bully Brooks Koepka and his childish minions in the rearview mirror. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I ain't been finished. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.